About 2,700 years ago, the great Assyrian Empire conquered the Israeli kingdom. Thousands of refugees from Israel escaped to the neighboring kingdom, the Judean kingdom, and settled in Jerusalem and over here on the western hill. Hezekiah, king of Judea, decided to rebel against the Assyrian king, Sennacherib. As part of his carefully planned defense strategy, he fortified the city and built a massive wall about 7 meters wide, surrounding the entire city. The remains you see in front of you right now are the remains of that wall.
What's all that noise about?
Hey kid, get out of the way!
What are you doing?
We're building a wall!
What? Why?
Haven't you heard? There's a war!
What? Really?
Come on, move out of the way already. You're blocking me. Yes, there's a war. And we're building a wall. And not just any wall. A massive wall around the whole city. Towers in the walls that will protect it. And get this. A tunnel that will funnel the spring water of the Gihon into the city.
You're going to run all the water into the city?
Absolutely. What would be the point of building a wall to protect us if our water is left out exposed to our enemies to give to them? What was it that King Hezekiah said? Why should Assyrian kings come and find many waters? Smart king we have, thank God.
Wow, amazing.
Hey, what do you think you're doing? Why are you destroying my home?
Sorry, king's orders to build the wall exactly according to plan. No matter what is standing in the way, we must protect the city from Sennacherib's army. Prophet Isaiah, sir, to what do we owe this honor?
Greetings. What is happening here?
We're building the wall to protect the city from the oncoming war, and this guy here is complaining about nonsense issues and claims we ruined his house.
Jerusalem's homes you have numbered, and you broke the homes to fortify the wall. How do you plan to save a city if you're blind to the people who live in it? Your dedication is commendable, but the end doesn't justify the means. If you destroy compassion and caring between people, what kind of city will be left after it is rescued? What seems at first glance like the right move is not always the truth.
Oh, really? Come on. Now I need to start considering people in addition to everything else. I'm trying to build a wall here.
Maybe you should listen to him.
Enough. I don't have patience for all of you. Get going. This is a construction site. Everyone, out, out. Careful! Stone is in the air!
Ow! What's going on? Where am I?
Finally, you're up. Guys, the kid is away.
Where am I? What happened? King's warriors, why am I here?
Take it easy, slowly. A stone fell on you, a rock from the wall construction, and you haven't really been conscious over the last few months. They placed you here under our watch, the king's warriors. A miracle has happened to you. You're awake. Well, maybe not really a miracle. Perhaps it would have been better for you to continue your slumber.
Why would you say such a thing?
Why? Because Sennacherib, Assyrian king, is conquering Judah. Our fighters have lost battles on all fronts, and now he's surrounding Jerusalem and besieging the city. The food is almost gone, the water cisterns are empty, and very soon there won't be one person left who's strong enough to even stand on his feet and fight.
What's going on here?
I have no idea. Everyone is going out. Come with me.
Wow, Assyrian soldiers everywhere. The entire city is surrounded.
And you shall tell Hezekiah. So said the great king, king of Assyria. What is the safety in which you have confidence? Who are trusting the rebel against me? You're leaning on this chopped and broken backrest, trusting in Egypt? If I provided you with thousands of horses, will you even have enough fighters to ride them? God has told unto me, go forth to this land and destroy it.
We mustn't listen to what he's trying to say.
I really think we don't stand a chance.
Don't listen to him.
But he's right. We're all alone. Great Egypt has abandoned us. God has abandoned us. And even if he were to give us horses, you saw our soldiers, though worn out and starving.
Even if a sharp sword is pointing at a person's neck, he may not give up. The tide can still turn.
I despise you. The Virgin of Zion scorns you. Daughter of Jerusalem has shaken her head free from you.
Who's that? What's he yelling over there?
It's Prophet Isaiah.
The Prophet Isaiah? How does he dare talk that way to the Assyrians? They're the strongest army in the world. We're so small, we're ridiculing them?
And who have you reproached and blasphemed? You've set your eyes to harm the holy Israel.
Oh my goodness, what is he doing?
I heard him once. He said at that time that not everything that seems first as the right thing is actually the truth.
Therefore, so said the Lord to the king of Assyria. No harm shall come to the city, not a sniper, nor an arrow. A warrior won't come to it with shields, nor will it build a bank against it. The way that the one who fights it came is the same way he should return, and he won't enter the city. So says Hashem, and I shall protect the city to salvage it for myself and for David, my servant.
I don't get it. What did he say?
He said the city will be saved.
Saved? No chance.
There's always a chance.
You're innocent, kid. No chance. Eat and drink as much as you can today. Trust me, for tomorrow we die. I'm going to sleep. Good night.
Good night.
When the residents of Jerusalem woke up the next morning, they were astounded to discover the Assyrian army had simply disappeared. That night, a godly angel fought the Assyrian army, and nothing was left of it. What happened? The mysterious plague attacked them? Maybe panic and rioting broke out? Well, we probably never know. The Assyrians are long since gone. And yes, even the sturdy wall eventually fell in a different war. But out of all the ruins is the words that really survived. The words of the prophet Ishaya, reminding us that not everything that seems right upon first glance is the actual truth. Sometimes we need to take a second look, to notice the people around us, to see ourselves, to see God, and to see the hope and the faith that there is always, but always, a chance.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed our podcast, you are invited to hear more about fascinating sites around the Old City in podcast networks and on the website of the Jewish Culture Development Company. Share this podcast with your friends and let them know they should come visit the Old City and listen to the sounds and sight. Research, writing, and narration. Sixth grade graduates of Mamadarova School, 2022. Editing and sound. Oria Gill, Hanan Shryman, Romani Elia Shelman, and Avi Beheran. This podcast was recorded at the Puente Center for Learning of the Jerusalem Municipality. We hope you enjoyed the Mamadarova students.